What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dan Ball, it's 3 o'clock. That means it's time for the 3-point stand.
319!
Ready!
319!
319,
shut up!
Yeah, there you go!
What's up?
Shut up!
It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pastrnak, a hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone. A 3-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it is time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, and that is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident or your app doesn't work, you got to get Glassman. You can do that by calling all sevens at 617-777-7777. Maybe that's what we need to try to get the Odyssey app working.
What if I went to the Red Sox game last night expecting Roman Anthony to hit a home run and I was disappointed that he just made an error?
That, I feel like in your line of work, would be considered a work accident. So then you could call Glassman.
That's perfect.
For damages. I'm emotionally damaged.
Yeah, we know.
We all are at this point.
Well, I mean, literally, I opened the door. I brought flowers. I walked right into that.
You did.
All right. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have three hosts, each of which will present their stance on a big story, the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Each host will get 60 seconds to present their opening stance, after which we'll open up for discussion on each. Our order today, with Ted Johnson making his way back up to the studio, is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy-Stevens, then myself, Dan Ball. Andy, you will lead us off. Are you ready?
I am ready, and I'm going to do something that I don't normally do. I'm going to lead off with a little Ted Johnson-like audio.
I am not one to be prone to be excited about much when it comes to the Patriots, and I'm always the slow your roll type of guy, the wet blanket of reason. But I'm pretty excited about where this team is right now, and it's mostly because of the offense.
That is Greg Bedard on his podcast talking about he's excited about the Patriots mostly because of the offense. I'm doing a rare double dip 3-point stance. I started this point yesterday. I needed another minute to get through it. The defense is going to be good, people. The defense has talent at all three levels. The defense has a Pro Bowl all-pro cornerback. The defense has a Pro Bowl caliber tandem of defensive tackles. They have a linebacker who I think led the NFL in tackles last year. They have safeties who can hit. They have guys all over the field that can make plays. The offense has nothing but question marks. Questionable quarterback, questionable offensive line, questionable wide receivers, questionable running backs. Other than that, how is the play, Mrs. Lincoln? Why are we spending so much GD time talking about Efton effing Chisholm and the offense when the defense is loaded and ready to kick some ass? Pay attention, people. The defense is going to be good. The offense is filled with questions.
You know, if people want you to be louder, they can just grab the dial and turn it up. You don't have to, like...
I'm starting to get annoyed. I think the Patriots are... I'm sorry. Dan Ball.
Okay.
We can get into this.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
It can be unhealthy if you stop that kind of
questions
flow.
About what's in the bag. What's in the bag? And Stephon Diggs, you know what he said today? Obviously, we're not talking about that.
Oh, no.
Woo-hoo!
You're having a heart
attack.
I kind of did get a little overly worked up there. And I don't know. It's annoying me that I'm negative about the Patriots, but I'm positive about the defense.
You were standing up and yelling at somebody.
Everybody else is pretending the offense is good. The offense is littered with nothing
but question
marks.
Because it was so bad.
How bad was it?
It was so bad. Well, did you hear about the offensive line? They were worst at both running and protecting the passer last year.
And couldn't even line up.
Nope, they couldn't.
They were like, flag, and he's like, I'm going to stay in this spot. You won't throw the flag twice. And the guy's like,
sweet
the hell
Fidarian
I won't.
Low. How's he doing these days, you think?
Yeah, fine.
He's probably
now
fine.
He can just blend into the background where he belongs.
And not start, we hope. Anyway,
so this doesn't annoy
no,
you?
No, there are, of course it does. But everybody is so excited about the changes they've made on offense, bringing in Josh McDaniels, the evolution of Drake May, having a deep threat receiver who might be able to, A, get open, and B, catch the ball. Obviously, the living legend of Efton Chisholm, future Patriots and NFL Hall of Famer. There's reasons people are, and a competent or competent-ish offensive line.
Maybe. They're all questions.
They are questionable.
There's no question on the defense.
No. Right now?
None.
I would be pissed off if I was one.
Milton Williams, safeties Christian
look
Barmore,
good.
Keon
Cornerbacks
White.
Look good.
Yes.
Linebackers, who we'll hear from very soon, Robert Spillane and Ted Johnson. The defensive line, all of it. Pass
Peppers,
rush, everything.
Duggar. You have two corners. Ooh. You have a slot corner. Like, the defense is loaded,
Speaking of which, no one's talking about it.
Mina Kimes. Somehow, Mina Kimes and me have become allies
you
in this.
You can't spell Mina Kimes without me.
That's true.
There you go. You're welcome. 60-34 is what the Red Sox have to go, by the way. I do research every day. It's just sometimes I have to try to figure out when to wedge it in. How about this? What would you feel about this? Because Trey Hendrickson and TJ Watt are likely not to report to their mini camps or just to the facility anytime soon. How would you feel about Kayshon Booty and Keon
I love
White?
One of these fan fake trades.
No.
I'll give you my crap and you give me your best player.
No, Kayshon Booty and Keon White for either of them. Do you think, and maybe even like a fourth round draft pick?
I mean, you'd have to give more than that, but
would you?
I don't think I would. I don't think I want to, at this point in the
You're not in win
process,
now mode, or you feel good enough about the defense as you'd rather?
I'm not in win now mode. I don't think Trey Hendrickson's going to put me over the top. He led the NFL in sacks last couple of years. Good player.
However,
but
Milton Williams, Christian Barmore, Harold Landry.
Did you hear those guys talking about Keon White? Sky's the limit. Untapped potential, going to be the best player ever.
Oh, but wait a second. So you don't believe the exit velocity on Roman Anthony Zinger off Boz's backside, but you will believe all the hype around Keon White?
No, I don't actually.
See?
I think he's one of the most overrated Patriots.
I see. I knew that. So why not trade? Why not trade and get somebody who's proven to be?
Because then I
got to
hand him $100 million. And
okay.
What am I going to get?
What do they have? Money?
One more win. See, this is where if I were Ted Johnson, I think I would consider that trade. I'd also be much larger, wear different sizes,
right,
and everything, be a whole different world. But if I were Ted Johnson and
wouldn't
thought this was already
to wear a happy
10 or 11 win team, mm-hmm, and I was like, if I add Hendrickson, am I now like a divisional round playoff
Keon White, Kayshon Booty, and a pick for Terry McLaurin.
In a heartbeat. Okay. Terry McLaurin, I think, would change the trajectory of this offense.
Could he and Steph Diggs operate as co-alphas?
Oh, sure. Sure. Yeah. I mean, because then that actually allows Steph Diggs to really not rush it. Really, if you're not ready, don't rush it. Make sure you're ready, because we have Terry McLaurin, that whole thing. Oh, I would definitely go after him, and he's available. And we'll get to some of that Vrabel audio. He definitely left the door open for interest in anybody. I'm not saying he said, yeah, we're going to trade for Terry McLaurin,
right,
but he left the door open. Dan Ball, take control of this segment, please.
You got it. Recapping what we've talked about so far, Stiz.
I'll give you my crap, and you give me your best player.
Okay, perfect. On we go to Nick Fitzy-Stevens. Are you ready, my friend?
I suppose now is my time.
Now is your time, and your 60 seconds begin right now.
Stanley, I too would like to open with some audio, please.
Let's put it this way. Shams has cleared his calendar, and he's preparing to work his hardest around the draft. And we are going to go right from the NBA Finals into the free agent, into the offseason headlong. You're going to get your action very soon.
All right. That's Windhorse. Hey, hold on.
Did you hear that? He said you're going to get action.
I did.
Soon.
Can I have my 60 seconds? You'll have plenty of time.
Yeah, that's what your action will be, 60 seconds.
Oh, this is awkward.
Can I restart my?
Your 60 seconds restart
fine.
Now.
We're good. All right, so basically there's Windhorse this morning on Get Up talking about when they expect all of the action, the flurry of trades to be made in the NBA. I know we haven't talked much basketball around here recently because it's been 27, 28 days since the injury to Tatum. Celtics got eliminated shortly thereafter. It's kind of a depressing subject, even though it's not nearly as depressing as the Red Sox. I know you do not want to see major trades made where talent is brought into the Celtics. I might be a little bit different. Kevin Durant is likely to get moved soon. Ooh. The talk is that Kevin Durant is going to get traded potentially to the Knicks. The Knicks are also pursuing Jason Kidd. How would we feel about that? Could you live with yourself if you knew you didn't do much, even with Tatum injured? Watching the Knicks become a rising force in the Eastern Conference, would you consider a move like that? And how much is it going to cost for Drew Holiday? Looks like they may be trying to fetch a first-round pick. You may have to send picks for people to take on Porzingis. So many questions surrounding the Boston Celtics, the rest of the NBA, even maybe Giannis as well. Get ready. There is not a storm coming. There's a storm of trades coming in the NBA. I'm kind of psyched.
I feel like off of our conversations about ratings and the like for the NBA, just general interest, a landscape-shifting offseason would be a pretty good thing.
I couldn't agree more. You need to see a few more stars, a la Luka, going to the Los Angeles Lakers to happen to other major markets. The NBA is always best when the Bulls, when the Knicks, when the Celtics, and when the Lakers are good teams. Three of them have been good to very good recently. I wouldn't be surprised if there is a lot of action with superstar movement coming up very, very soon. And you know what? I wouldn't hate Durant to the Celtics.
Couldn't hate it more. There is no player I'd less want to see join the Boston Celtics.
No player.
No player. You could probably come up with examples that would make me rethink my bold statement,
yeah.
But I hate him. I hate him.
How about just dislike? Do you have to
soft
hate him?
Sports hate.
Can
I don't
score
know him.
40 points a night.
But he seems like a dink in real life.
But how fun would that
IRL.
Be? But wait a second.
Hey, I'm going to create a burner so I can be soft as puppy poop.
A burner?
What a dink. You're right. In real life, hate him too.
Yeah, okay. But at the same time, imagine Kevin Durant coming
met.
In. Imagine Kevin Durant coming here for a year because he's only got 1 year left on his deal.
No.
If he came here for a year
no.
and filled in for Tatum.
No.
Wouldn't that
he's
be
gonna
fun?
He's going to ruin my guy's chance to be the guy.
Who?
JB? Yeah.
What if JB got better with Kevin Durant around?
No chance. Because he'll hate him. That's two people that think they're the smartest person in the room at all times. That never works.
Think about the brilliance they would have both on
you
and off
I.
court. Somebody shoot me, please.
Yeah, no. Right, Kevin Durant, I would rather have Giannis. I would much rather have Giannis.
That's going to cost so much more.
Okay, because why? Because he's good and valuable.
You can't
What's
say,
Kevin Durant won
You
lately?
Can't say, hey,
When's
Milwaukee,
Kevin
take
Durant
Drew
won?
Holiday back. I think it's been 6 years.
Long time. Who was he with?
Stephon Curry.
Yeah, so he sat in like that little small seat in the back of the bus where the cool kids sit.
Really?
At the front of the bus driving it.
Andy, who was it who won MVP in those finals? Wait a second. Hold on. Oh, it was Kevin Durant.
Was it Steph Curry's
won.
Team or Kevin Durant's
team? Who was
team?
The best player
Whose
in those finals?
It?
Actually, it was a co-team.
Whose team was it?
Both of theirs.
Oh, my God. Ordway, get off the fence.
Are you kidding?
Pick a side. Whose
Are
team
you kidding?
Was it? Whose team
you don't
was
think
it?
You don't think Kevin Durant made enough of an impact when he was out there that he could have called it his team
what
as well?
What did he do the year before he joined that team?
Get knocked out by Steph Curry?
Yeah. So Steph Curry and the Warriors were the team that added,
he also
hey,
had
you
to...
want a title? Come on over. We'll be nice.
Uh-huh.
It's our
and
charity.
Hey, guess what's not on our team? Russell Westbrook. Oh, sweet. Can I come, please?
Durant.
Please don't use that line against me, Stiz.
Is that a real cat fight you found on YouTube? That didn't sound nice. Dan Ball, your turn.
Okay. All right, Stanley, can I have 60 seconds,
Daniel,
please?
Daniel, if you're ready, your 60 seconds begin right now.
I'll give you the best I got. Shout out to Jake in New Hampshire because he and I were aligned on my three-point stance, which I texted in the group that I already had right after Roman Anthony's little debacle out in right field. The prospect development for the Red Sox is maybe the biggest concern out of everything else I have right now. There's first inning pitching, and there's the treatment of Rafael Devers and the disconnect between Breslow and Cora, and I think that last part is one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing the mishandling of Christian Campbell, the mishandling of Marcelo Meyer, and now, even in one game, I worry about the handling of Roman Anthony. He's not a right fielder, yet you put him in right field. You don't want to move Rafaela and Duran over, yet in the first lineup that was released yesterday when you knew Abreu was going on the IL, Seydon Rafaela was going to be starting in right field. Mm. So in the span of about an hour, something changed. My overall main idea with the Red Sox is I don't get what the plan is. To me, it is a computer analytics issue that the Red Sox have because there's no sample size for these rookies, so you can assume, oh, we'll just put them anywhere. They'll figure it out on the fly. They're young. They're flexible. They'll do it. That's not the way you treat human being athletes, and it's one of the biggest issues I see.
I am very proud.
And I rest my case by being very
proud. I think we have our new soundbite of the show. I am very proud.
Proud to be. Dan Ball, I have thoughts on yours in particular.
Yeah.
And especially the way you painted it as the first inning thing. Okay, whatever. So you have a bad pitching staff, bad pitching coach, whatever, can change. The biggest concern for this team is how you maximize or ruin the...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
These three guys, correct?
It's one or the other. So it's either they're all going to be stars or two out of three, or they're just going to be completely ruined.
Well,
is that how bad our confidence and faith in this organization is?
Do you have faith?
No.
I mean, just look at, let's not, you know, make these overbearing, like, philosophical, like, let's just look at what has happened and the way it has played out. Christian Campbell is example 1A of the way Christian Campbell has been really screwed for the better part of a month plus now.
Just ping-ponged all over the...
the lineup, the field, the pregame field, where you're thinking about maybe playing in a little bit. You got to play. Like,
we're at a point now where I think...
he's been plowed by the organization.
Most of us agree that he would probably do well for like a 3 to 4 week stint back in Worcester.
Yeah, I don't. I think he would do well, and I will stick with this. Put him in a spot and leave him there. Let him get comfortable. Let him hit. He's talented enough physically, and I think emotionally he's talented enough to pull out of this at the big league level. If you just let him take a... oh, you mean I always play that one position right there between first base and second? I just go out there every night? Every night I go out there and I can take ground balls there?
That's, oh, I'm the second baseman?
Well, that's pretty cool.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
And I know who to hit after and before because you put me at a certain spot. But the Roman Anthony one is perfect. He just got here. And you kind of talk out of both sides of your mouth about where he's playing, why he's playing there. And then, of course, you know, Murphy's Law, what can go wrong does go wrong. Base hit to right. Oh, the ball gets by him and Anthony's chasing it down. Like, this is, and I do, maybe we are misinterpreting the Nesson close-up of Marcelo Meyer last night when he got pulled to be pinch
hit
for.
No, I think it's okay so for him to be, yeah. Like,
okay.
I think he's met, like, he's like, coach, I can hit lefties.
Whether it's mad, disappointed.
You're looking at a guy that's played every inning everywhere because he's been the best player at every level he's been at to this point, who is now like, oh, two at-bats and I'm done. One at-bat and I'm done. Of course he's going to be a little banged up about that because there's no he's a 300 hitter in
like
June.
Either you're allowed to go to the amusement park and ride all the rides at that age and size, or you're not.
Felt like that was going to turn to a shot at me not being tall enough to get over the line to ride the amusement park rides. No, but you used the word cocksure earlier.
That's a huge problem.
That I think Marcelo Meyer is a cocksure player who, if you break him, I don't know if that comes back. If you start to screw with somebody's confidence who gets by on confidence, like, you just look at him. I like the hair. He's got a good look to him.
He's got a thing going.
He's got a good look, and Roman Anthony does as well, like a good-looking aura to them. They look like they know they're studs. They look like they're ready to be studs, and it feels like the lack of confidence doesn't come from the player. It comes from the organization. You're bubble wrapping them. You're too scared. You're like the helicopter parent. Like the kid wants to run off on the playground. You're like, honey, 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 put this helmet on. Put these knee pads on. Don't run. We walk. Walk. Slow down. What? There's a rock there. Oh, there's a dog coming. Maybe we shouldn't play at the playground at all. Like they're that overcautious parent. I just swallowed the word parent there.
You did. Oh, yeah.
And they need to just let these kids run.
Mm-hmm.
Don't helicopter in. Put them in the Dan lineup. Let them hit. Let them field. Let them be the dynamic athletes that made them rise up through the minors and made everybody lust after them. Instead, your overprotection is ruining them. And I hate it. I'm with Dan Ball. Dan Ball, great job.
Thank you. Nick, what was the record once more that they need to go to get to 92 wins?
60 and 34.
Golly. So,
considering that that's...
I hope it's right. We've said that a lot of times today.
32 and 36. They've played 68 games. 68 plus 94 is how much? 162. You're welcome.
Four. Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Dan Ball.
Considering that that's, not a great possibility, and maybe we could say that the mix hasn't been working this year to the point where you're now multiple games under 500.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is the hesitation? Something's got to change. So if you have this quote-unquote future and what you've been doing in the present isn't working... I don't know. I don't get it.
Kostas is not coming back anytime soon, Bregman is not back for at least another month. So
I don't know that we ever touched on it. I also don't think Kostas is coming back for opening day next year, which he said a few weeks ago. He said
the rehab was excruciating.
Yeah. Now, and then he said he'll be back for opening day. I don't think he's going to be back for opening day. But that's a side note.
Does he play for the Red Sox again?
Yes. Maybe. I'll go yes.
Okay.
They haven't had a first baseman in like 5 years, so would he's going to get an opportunity.
Would you trade him for Kevin Durant?
That's two guys that are similar in different sports in their own way.
Dink for a dink, if you will.
That's a one man's dink is another man's dink.
Save that one.
The question here is, last night, for example, did Cora play Roman Anthony and Wright, or did the organizational decision play him and Wright?
Well, there was an Athletic report, and I didn't see who the quote was attributed to, so I apologize, but it said Anthony is going to get the majority of his time in left and center. And then we got the line. And then Lou quote tweeted somebody and said, oh, no, he's going to be in right, which is shockingly similar to Garrett Crochet is going to go 6 to 7 innings, and then he throws 85 pitches. So it felt like somebody had one perception and somebody else had another perception again.
And the timelines are also similar. The timelines of sort of mid-afternoon, early in WEEI afternoons, we have one sort of line of thinking. And then, later in WEEI afternoons, maybe Breslow had a meeting. Maybe they have 3:30 meetings or whatever. And, he's going to be in right field. And I hate where this is going. I will say the one good thing for our guy, Alex Cora, it does give him at least a shred of plausible deniability that it's not all his fault, that all these decisions aren't him making bad decisions, whether it's how to deal with the young players, how to deal with Crochet. Like, there is definitely, if I were him, I'd keep bringing up organizational decisions, organizational plans, organizational thoughts to at least pull over Breslow and his team into the conversation, into the criticism.
I find it, we talked about this off air, I find it hard to believe that all of these decisions that he's being criticized for are just because Alex Cora is having that bad of a year. Has he been perfect? No. I feel like some of them are, all right, you're going to tell me this is what we're doing? Here you go. Let's see how it goes. So that's how I feel.
Well, so are we going to make it our stance here on WEEI Afternoons? We blame Breslow?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.